local information first. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go. We are coming up on 1210 on Cows 100.9. Yes, this is your community connection. It is brought to you by Keene Bank. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you, and we've got a full studio here at this point. It's first Tuesday of the month, so that means we are visiting with our friends at the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce. Brad Meyer is here. Brad Fisher is over there in the corner. He thinks he's going to get away from not being on today, but you know how well that usually works out for you. But anyway, you know what? We should probably just get right into, because we got a couple of different guests that we want to talk to. So we should probably just get right into that so we don't run out of time.
Let's do it. Thanks, Corey.
Anyway, Brad.
All right, let's do this. Love it. Thanks for having us on, as always. And as you know, it's a big week for Main Street with the big Downtown Thursday this Thursday. So hopefully people got that marked in your calendar. But we got two members we're going to talk to today. We're going to start off the first segment with Cody LaBeouf with First Alliance Credit Union branch manager. Cody, thanks for joining us today. We're glad to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Excellent. And this is your debut on the radio.
This is, right? Officially.
This is great. Good. We got are we recording? We got this somewhere recorded?
Yeah, it's right, running.
Perfect. Good,
it's
good.
Running.
All right. Let's roll. I love it. So, Cody, thank you. First Alliance has been a member of the chamber here since you guys, your territory expanded. You were able to move into this region, so to speak. And then people really saw some stuff happen with the new mobile trailer. Or is that what you call it?
Yeah, mobile branch.
Mobile branch. Trailer's probably not the right word. And you've had that coming to Owatonna now for a little while. Do you want to share a little bit about that concept and what that is and why you're bringing it here to Owatonna?
Yeah, absolutely. So the mobile branch is a 40-foot, basically, almost like a Bloodmobile style, but it's like a full credit union on wheels. So it's got two offices. We can do pretty much everything that a typical credit union can do. So we can print debit cards right on site, cashier's checks, deposits. We have two ITMs that are free to use for any individual. You can apply for loans. So like I said, pretty much a full credit union on wheels. And we've been coming to Owatonna now since January. We've partnered with Community Pathways and Dom out there. So we're there every Thursday from 10 to 3 and just, bringing financial services to underserved individuals, underserved communities, and just expanding that horizon.
How is it? How's it been so far in Owatonna for you guys, and how's that looking, and what do you hope for?
Yeah, so far so good. It was a little slow at the beginning. We did launch in January, so obviously with wintertime and just things going on in Minnesota, it did start off a little slow. We've got a lot of events coming up in Owatonna. We'll be at the Thursdays downtown, and we'll continue to work with Community Pathways to just kind of expand that name and just being in the community more.
Now, you guys, so kind of along those lines, just to elevate so people can get to know you guys. You've got an open house coming up. Do you want to share a little bit about what you guys are doing there?
Yeah, absolutely. So starting June 18th, we're going to do like a little open house event so you can come see what Community Pathways has going on and just visit the mobile branch in general. So we'll be open from like 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're doing games, prizes, giveaways. And then for the next 5 weeks after that, each time you visit the branch, you'll get another drawing for a gift card giveaway. So we're doing two $250 gift cards to Quick Trip and then Cashwise grocery stores. And so, again, that'll go through the end of July, and we'll draw a winner from that.
Very nice. And that's on June 18th, like you said, 11 to 2 at Community Pathways at
that area,
in that parking lot there. Is that
correct?
Right?
Yep.
Okay. And $250 gas and groceries. Who doesn't need that?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in today's economy.
Yeah, exactly. That's terrific. Cody, how do people learn more about First Alliance and find you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go on firstalliancecu.com. It'll show where our mobile branch is located and then all of our retail branches, the hours, and just learn a little bit more about First Alliance Credit Union.
That's perfect. Cody LaBeouf, branch manager, First Alliance Credit Union. Thank you so much for joining us today and for being in Owatonna, being part of the chamber. We really appreciate it. And
absolutely.
We encourage people to come to the open house June 18th again. That was 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over by Community Pathways, and lots of great prizes too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, awesome. Join us on June 18th.
Thank you, Cody. Appreciate it. Corey, we'll kick it back to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Brad. We are going to send it over to our break and give you a chance to maybe prep with your other guest over here a little bit. So we'll continue with your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank here in just a few minutes on Cows 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go with more of our conversation here in your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio. We're visiting once again with the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce. And let's see, it's probably going to help if I give you guys microphones over there. Not that I've ever been accused of needing one, but anyway, you guys might want one. But anyway, we're just going to send it back over to Brad Meyer here because we got another guest that we got to get in before we run out of time, which we know is going to happen.
I know. 100,000 watts, baby. Here we go. Let's go. All right. Amy Pettit, thank you for joining us. Must Love Dogs is a business, family-owned business. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate you being on. So we know the Pettit family, lots of businesses, quite frankly, but what inspired you and the family to start Must Love Dogs or to get involved with Must Love Dogs, and what makes your grooming business unique?
So our daughter is a groomer, and she's been doing this for, I'm sure it's going on 15, 16 years. But she's worked for Must Love Dogs almost 10 years this fall. So the opportunity came up. The previous owner was taking a life transition and indicated it was available. And we had owned Rich's Window Cleaning, and we're looking to transition ourselves. So we just decided this would be a great opportunity to take over a business and hopefully work it to the point where Anna can take over someday, our daughter. Mm-hmm. So she's one of the groomers there. What kind of makes us unique is we are a shop that has four groomers. So we have the ability to kind of take large dogs, cats, challenging dogs. We do walk-in nail trims. You know, we have the opportunity to kind of work together. They work together. We offer pet taxi kind of in town. We'll do pick up and drop off if somebody needs. We also have an Albert Lee location that's unique to us. We opened in December, and that's been going really well. So shout out to Albert Lee as well. If you're close to there, you can give us a call.
The empire is expanding.
Yeah,
I love it.
I guess
that's
so.
Great.
Right.
Excellent. Excellent. I take my dog there, and I get the feeling it might be on one of those lists, but that's okay. That's all right. I understand my dog. Yeah. So, okay, real quick, what's one grooming tip every dog owner could use?
Brush your dogs regularly. It's really important to be doing that. That helps out to keep, you know, service is going well. And then touch their paws and face. Get them used to that interaction with the groomer. That'll be happening there, too. So
that's what we've been missing,
important,
brushing.
Yeah, brushing.
Okay, yeah,
that
yeah,
is
yeah.
Important,
all right.
Important thing.
Got it. As a local small business owner, Amy, what's been the most rewarding part of serving pet owners in our community? And what do you hope that experience is for them at Must Love Dogs?
Yeah, we love Owatonna. It's a great community of pet owners. Just I think being in the community, and we're out and about doing the Downtown Thursday thing, you know, we're interacting. It's awesome. I'll see our pets and our owners out and about many times around the community. And I think having that interaction, that personal touch, I think that's one of the things we want to put out there, is personal touch, excellence, and really considering the dog's needs, what they need in their service. And we just want to, you know, put out the best services that we can for great dog owners in town, pet owners, I should say.
Well, my experience has been excellent, and it's fast and courteous, and everything gets done well. Thank you so much. Why don't you let people know how they can connect with you?
Yeah, so you can call us at 507-213-6815, and that will get you an appointment either in Albert Lee or Owatonna. We also have a Facebook page, Must Love Dogs Grooming, and an email, mustlovedogsmn@gmail.com. Any of those, you can get a hold of us. If you Google us, there should be a connection to our online scheduling, so any of those ways are a perfect opportunity to connect with us.
Excellent. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Thank you to Anna and and Rich, you know, here and there. Just kidding. Thank you for joining us today and Must Love Dogs. Check them out. Corey, I know we're up against the clock.
Yeah, imagine that.
Back to you.
Because it never happens, you know. But, yeah, that is going to be putting a wrap on our community connection. It seems like it went by even faster today, didn't
it? It does, yes.
But
did
anyway.
You cut us time?
No, actually, I tried to give you a little more. But okay. Just real quick, we do have Downtown Thursday coming up on Thursday, and we're actually going to be hearing from Lisa Cochran talking about that coming up here later this week. But otherwise, the Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review is on the way here in just under 5 minutes at 12:30. Then I'll join you back just a little after 1 o'clock, take you through your midday move brought to you by Simple Move, and make sure you're listening for our cue to call. It's the cowbell. When you hear it, you could win your certificate with the Steel ADA and Hy-Vee of Owatonna. This has been your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank. I'm Corey Hogarth.